You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary, everyday experiences that we encounter in our life and how to turn them into catalysts for change and ways to drive momentum going forward. This week, I'm a little bit under the weather, struggling with a little bit of a cold, so I apologize for any sniffling that you hear and for the grogginess in my voice, but still got some pretty good things to talk about this week, and I want to talk about why it's so important to just get started sometimes and take that start and keep growing from there and find ways to move it forward. And what I'm talking about is so many times when we go to start a new endeavor or think about ways that we want to change, things that we want to do, we try and think of some grand plan and what it's going to look like at the end and the best ways to get there. And all that's great. It's good to make a plan and think through things and figure out what we want and what we're working for. But if that stops you from actually getting started on your plan or getting started in making those changes, then those start to really quickly become excuses and stop you from achieving the things that you're trying to plan out to begin with. And so this week, this came to mind because I've been working with this young guy. He's transitioning out of the Marines and he's starting on his college degree, and he was taking this class, and it's an English class, and he has to write a term paper for it. And when we first started talking, he told me about his term paper, and his intended thesis was going to be on forced labor in the prison system. And so, hey, that's interesting. It's been in the paper when he started. It's been in the news, things that would bring it up as a relevant topic. That's interesting. Go ahead, see what you can find out. And so he goes and he starts interviewing. He interviews a sheriff's deputy and a couple of other people. And as he interviews them, he learns a little bit more about the process and the prison system, and he gets introduced to another person, and he goes and he ends up talking to a prosecuting attorney. And as he talks to a prosecuting attorney, he learns a little bit more about the system and the way that pleas can work and other alternatives, opportunities for correction in the system and ways that you can work out deals. And then he talks to a formerly convicted felon, and he ends up talking to a couple of other people and ends up meeting with a judge who presents him with a couple of other things about rehabilitation programs and what the impact of things other than prison time can have on things like recidivism and preventing future crimes from occurring from the same offenders. And he ends up, after all of these interviews and spending a little bit of time doing research and work, he ends up deciding that he's going to change his thesis and write his paper on rehabilitation in lieu of prison system for minor offenders in our criminal justice system. And so as he's telling me about how he's gone through this process and these iterations and these changes in what he's trying to do and what he's going to write about, it starts to strike me about how much this mirrors a great process in anything else that we're trying to accomplish in life. He started off with exactly what he knew and the information that he had and the circle of friends and network that he had available to him. And he used that to jump into what made the most sense with the information and insight that he had. And so he came up with an idea and built a plan and went at it and just got started on doing the work. And he went and he talked to somebody. He found out a little bit more information and he looked at that information and he looked at his thesis and reevaluated what he was going to write about, and then thought, okay, maybe after this I can take this and I can use this new information, and now this first person I interviewed introduced me to somebody else and I can go talk to them, and maybe instead I'll write my paper on for-profit prisons, because that's a little bit of a pivot from forced labor in the prison system, and it's something that maybe there's more information on in this circle of contacts that I have, and it's things that I can reach out and I can build a pretty good paper around. So now I'll use this new information and I'll go out and I'll see what else I can learn by talking to these other people. And then he went and talked to a couple of other people and got a little bit more information and became a little bit more educated on the topic and met some new contacts that he could reach out to, and reached out to them, and ended up coming up with something that was really fundamentally different from should forced labor be allowed in the prison system to working on something that's about rehabilitation programs in lieu of the prison system. And it's something that he's become very passionate about writing about and put together what ended up being a really great paper on something that was a topic that became important to him as he learned and developed and grew in his knowledge base and in his experience. And so as I was thinking about that, like if I just took that exact same approach to everything that I want to accomplish in my life, and I take this is where I am today, and this is who I know today, and this is what I can do about it right now, and I just go and I pursue that, and I find out everything that I can, and I learn a little bit, and I meet a couple of new people, and I take that new experience and knowledge and that those new connections, and I go and I take the next step and I pursue that as far as I can, and I see what comes of that, and I learn a little bit, and I maybe meet a little bit higher level of a contact because now I've gotten a little bit smarter and I've got a little bit more experience. And so instead of just being that first entry level contact, now I have a network that brings me up a little level in whatever it is that I'm trying to accomplish. And I can use that in a different way than I can my current peer group, my current friends. And I use that. And now I learn a little bit more, but from a different perspective, from maybe a little bit higher level of a place. And I take that experience and I run that to the ground. And now I'm still trying to work towards my end goal. My end goal maybe shifts a little bit, but it's something that I have great focus on, and I know what I'm trying to accomplish and where I'm trying to get to. And I'm just trying to get there from a little bit of a different perspective with a little bit better knowledge, insight, information, and network than I had before. And now I can take that and I go and I take the next step and I run that to the ground as hard as I can. And I keep going through this process. And if that's the way that I address everything that I want to accomplish in my life, I'm going to get a lot done quickly. And I don't have to have all of it laid out, all of it mapped out, and know exactly where I'm going to end up. I certainly maybe didn't expect to end up writing about rehabilitation programs for minor crime offenders or first-time offenders. Maybe I thought I was going to write about whatever the news headline was. And maybe that news headline in my other areas of my life is what gives me my great business idea, that I think of something that I can see that the world needs. And I go and I take what I know now and I start working on ways to address that problem and find a solution to that problem. And as I go down that path, maybe I find out that I misunderstood the problem and I'm working on a solution to the wrong thing. But because I got started on that first thing, now I have that better insight. I have a little bit of color and context to whatever the issue is. And I can take that next step in my evolution and in developing a solution that works for people. Or if I know that I want to change my life and I want to build a great career, I know that I need to do something. This is where I started out. I knew that I needed to change something in my life. I knew that I wanted to build a great professional career and find something that was meaningful and provided great opportunity for success in my life. But I had no idea what that was. But I had to do something. So I started with where I was at and what I knew. And I went and I started working on an undergrad degree in accounting. And as I learned more, I learned that maybe accounting isn't the right thing for me, but I can use the core financial skills and information that I've learned. And I've had the opportunity to network and meet a couple of people and move into a different type of finance job. And now I can use that experience and build that network and find new ways to build my career to a place that's totally different from where I started my path. And so as I was working with this guy and talking to him, it just stood out to me how important it is that we get started on whatever the thing is. Just go, just try something, do something. And that's going to always be a better option than doing nothing. Take a step, do something that uses the knowledge, information, and access that you have to the best of your ability. And you'll watch your knowledge, information, and access expand from that. And you'll be able to get to a much better place in a much faster time frame than just waiting to see what happens and trying to plan out the last step before you've taken the first step. Thanks for listening to my podcast today. I appreciate you tuning in. If you liked what you heard, have any additional questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.